All you will see on the slides I have summarized in a short paper you will get after the presentation. So as Janet mailed, I will focus on two main points. First, the ways biodiversity is achieved in and outside school, and then my own experience on teacher training on biodiversity. First, I would like to begin with environmental education in school. There is a guideline for environmental education for all school types in Bavaria. The guideline includes the main aims and responsibilities of environmental education. The new approach is the focus on the education for sustainable development, which includes ecological, economic, and social issues. And an important basis is a responsible exposure to nature and environment acquired by the students themselves. Another important goal of environmental education in school is to show the ecological meaning of the diversity of species and the ecosystem. For example, teachers could go with the pupils on an excursion to classify animals and plants nearby the school. Beyond the compulsory school lessons, many teachers offer voluntary nature or environmental work group lessons or arrange a special week during the school year in which the students work on an ecological project. The environmental education is an interdisciplinary topic, but above all, is mainly represented in the biology curriculum. On one hand, there are special topics on ecology, and on the other hand, biodiversity is included as a topic while teaching the several species, for example, diversity of the invertebrates or the vertebrates. To the second point, environmental education outside school. In Bavaria, there are many facilities for environmental education. National park houses, nature reserve houses, and environmental stations. The so-called Bayern Tour Natur that has been initiated by the Ministry of Environment is Germany's biggest environmental education campaign. More than 2,900 guided tours proceeded in 2008. The Ministry of Environment adopted a strategy for preservation of biological diversity in Bavaria in the beginning of April 2008. The ministry intends to implement it together with the social group involved. For example, Bavaria will more closely connect a statewide biotope network, further dedicate itself to the topic of land use, and strengthen environmental education. To strengthen environmental education is currently an important part of my work, and I like to talk in the second main point about my own experience and teacher training on biodiversity. First, I would like to give you some information about my workplace. I work for an in-service teacher training center, Akademie für Lehrerfortbildung und Personalführung in Dillingen. Dillingen is located about 150 kilometers northwest of Munich. The academy is subordinate to the Ministry of Education and responsible for the training of all teachers and executive staff members in Bavaria. The academy was founded in the 16th century and started off as a religious school for Jesuits with four faculties: religion, medicine, law, and philosophy. After 200 years, it joined the University of Augsburg, and in 1971, it became the teacher training center in Bavaria. You see some pictures. This is the front view of the academy. There you have a look to the courtyard. On the left side, the foyer, and right, the dining hall. And this is one typical guest room. In the historical complex of buildings, we have office spaces, seminar rooms, and guest rooms for nearly 300 participants. Each week, we offer about 15 to 20 courses on different subjects for teachers of all school types. The total number of staff is about 140. It is composed of caretakers, cleaners, kitchen staff, secretaries and lecturers, and the management. The lecturers work in different departments for various subjects and school types, and lecturers like me do not lecture, but organize courses with external speakers. In this institute, I'm in charge of biology and chemistry department. I develop programs and organize courses for teachers on scientific innovations and new teaching methods in science education. To support the courses, we also produce teaching materials published as books. Furthermore, I initialized national project. My work includes socializing, collaborating with representatives of universities, chemical companies, the life science sector, or other educational institutions. With regard to biodiversity, I initiated a new project with one of my cooperating partners of the Ministry for Environment. The main goals of a three-year project named Animals in Education is to find new ways of organizing biodiversity education in order to make it more effective and to initiate students' interest in biodiversity. One approach is to use a direct encounter with living animals in the classroom, as well as the outdoor excursions to emotionally appeal to young people. Children are born explorers and inventors. The more they get out into their environment and the nature, the more they are astonished. In addition, nature experiences make a stronger impression than theories. Contacts with animals are effective preconditions for environmentally conscious conduct, and after all, beyond one single animal species, students should open their eyes for the whole picture and its correlations. In order to enable the teachers to implement these mentioned aims, we develop a handbook with practical examples for the classroom. This handbook includes description of workshops with animals which are especially suitable for the classroom in regard to hygienic danger for students and availability. The workshops should be suitable for actions taking place in the classroom as well as outside. During a workshop, students should take responsibility for the animals, for example, during investigating snails and earthworms, or during the breeding of butterflies. Another important aspect is that students should learn how to evaluate biological topics which are discussed controversially in society, for example, the re-immigration of wolves or beavers. Furthermore, the handbook assists the teachers considering information about the animal species and regulations and concrete teaching materials. For the implementation, we will offer teacher training programs. In addition, we will present the handbook during regional conferences and through teacher trainers. Thank you for your attention.